We're talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, harvest continues to really roll right on through Oklahoma and further now points further north. We're getting very, very close to being done in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes, from the Oklahoma-Texas line to the Oklahoma-Kansas line, I would say harvest is complete in most regions. There are some places where we're seeing a little bit of harvesting going on up in northern Oklahoma along the Oklahoma-Kansas line, but the majority of harvest now taking place in the Panhandle region of the state. So I'm calling the harvest 88 to 90% complete right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this year's harvest. It's kind of a got started, and then it just pretty promptly we got a large amount of water dumped on us.
Much of kind of what we faced last year in southwest Oklahoma really happened to this year in regions down there this year. We were a week and a half earlier than normal. People began cutting on the 17th of May. Then right when they started cutting, we got rain. It kept them out of the field for 4 or 5 days. And then really southwest Oklahoma on up into central Oklahoma, we had combines rolling on Memorial Day weekend. And then really there were two crops out there too. We had a lot later plantings up in the northern part of the state because producers are having much more to do with crop rotations in that region. And so it's been a month-long event for Oklahoma. But overall, I think things have been very well for us as we have progressed. I think the statewide average actually on test weight is going to be 60 pounds per bushel. So test weights, we are excited about that number. Kernel size is really good. We were hopeful that the quality of this crop is going to be great. We're not as high as where we would like to be on protein levels. We're probably looking at a 10.5 to an 11.5% average for the state. There are pockets of protein out there in northern Oklahoma. We've heard some 13s and 14s in the Panhandle region on the dry land wheat. We've heard some 13 and 14s as well, a lot of 12s. They have not gotten into the irrigated wheat in the Panhandle region of Oklahoma right now. They are suspecting that the protein levels will lower once they get into that. But I think it's going to be interesting as we progress north because based on the rainfalls that they have gotten in Kansas and Nebraska, I think we'll have to wait and see, but I suspect that our protein levels are actually going to be better in this region of the U.S. than much of the other areas of the hard red winter wheat belt as we progress forward.
When we, you know, start looking at this 2017 crop, we knew going in that we had a lot of folks looking very hard because of wheat prices at not going to put a combine in many, many acres, and that's really been proven to be the case with the numbers that USDA's come up with.
Absolutely. USDA coming out at 2.7 million acres harvested for the state. I think that they're probably right on with those numbers. I think for the average of the 33 bushels per acre, I think we're a little bit higher with our average bushels per acre based on the crop that we had seen in northwest and north central Oklahoma. That's not to say that we didn't have low yields in some of those regions if producers had hail damage in some of the areas, which was received in a lot of places. But overall, on the grain that has been coming in, we've been hearing a lot of mid-30s to mid-40s and nothing uncommon to hear things in the 60s to 70s being reported in northern Oklahoma. So I'm calling it a 36 bushel average. I'm hopeful for at least overall statewide, and I think we'll be around 97 million to 100 million for the state.
So overall, you know, outside of the Panhandle, we're just about ready to close the book on this one.
Ready to close the book on this one. I think it's going to be interesting as we progress forward. We are hearing reports that up in the northern regions, up in South Dakota and North Dakota, that the crop is just not looking good in those areas. In fact, I've heard in South Dakota that the wheat that they had that was going to be harvested, a lot of it now is being laid down for hay. And I think the verdict is still going to be out on the hard red spring crop. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out as we move forward this coming season.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities of the Wheat Commission right now. You're in the midst of a couple of trade teams. You've already had one trade team in the last few days from South America. You've got a second trade team coming in from Africa over the next couple of days. These folks are having a chance to see and talk about some of the quality attributes of Oklahoma wheat.
Yes, we have been fortunate. We just wrapped up a trade delegation with Chile. They will be going to California and then to the Pacific Northwest up in Spokane, Washington, before they go back home. That market in particular does buy a lot of hard red winter wheat. They're not, you know, the largest market out there. Last year, they bought about 14 million bushels of hard red winter wheat. They are interested in the wheat from our region. They had spent a lot of time with elevator managers in Northwest Oklahoma. They know that there are particular regions in Northwest Oklahoma that they can source from based out of grain sheds that are provided by Plains Grains. That there certainly are the hard red winter wheats that they want with the protein quantities and qualities that give them the performance that they're looking for on the milling and baking end. Later this week, we do have a delegation coming from Nigeria and South Africa. These countries in the past have been large buyers of hard red winter wheat. Oftentimes, Nigeria is our largest buyer of hard red winter wheat. We have lost some market share to other countries based on price over the past few years because we have not been the lowest cost provider. And you know, that's what they're looking for in their market based on what they have to deal with in their economy currently. However, last year we did sell 42 million bushels of hard red winter wheat to them out of this region of the United States. And we are, as we move forward, hoping that we can still capture another market like that this coming year, since we do have a lot of grain from last year's harvest and that this harvest has been successful. They're interested also in sourcing more locally back to the farmer. They do like our qualities, especially the protein qualities that we have coming out of Oklahoma State University. We are going to be taking them on several elevator visits in northern Oklahoma, and then we will wrap the tour up at Oklahoma State University's Food and Agricultural Products Center, where we'll be testing and analyzing a lot of the bread wheats that are coming out of the OSU Public Research Program.